Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Right, convincing stuff for Liverpool last night. Back on track, 3 points against Huddersfield and a little bit of a gap ahead of Spurs in the Premier League now. Let's catch up with Daniel Fieldsen, football writer, to talk about the game. Morning, Dan.
Morning, Steve. You okay?
Yeah, that feels an awful lot better, doesn't it, now Liverpool putting a winning performance?
Yeah, it does. It feels like a lot of that negativity will subside again. Especially, you know, if Spurs drop points again tonight, and if we beat Spurs, there's 8 points off. And it makes it seem like that doomsday feeling that we all have was a little bit silly, after all.
And it was, wasn't it? I mean, 18 games unbeaten. Liverpool were on a great run. All teams suffer a little bit of a hiccup. It's just as it came back-to-back.
Yeah, it is. But I wouldn't say fortunately, because it wants us to go far in the FA Cup. But if we'd lost two league games, then the complexion of the season looks a lot different. But as it is, we've lost twice in 20 games. And especially with Arsenal losing, you know, the context of that loss against Swansea as well doesn't make things seem as bad as they actually are. Wagner, you know, we must be a really good friend to Klopp, because the way Huddersfield played yesterday, they've set us up for the rest of the season again after that.
It wasn't the performance of the season from Liverpool, but it didn't need to be, was it, did it? Because as you say, Huddersfield were pretty poor last night, but Liverpool took advantage.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you're looking at a couple of players who can build from that and maybe get a bit of form going. It was nice to see Henderson back in the captain's armband, you know, something that's been passed around players lately. For better or worse, Henderson's our captain, and I want to see that consistency, you know. And I thought he was brilliant yesterday, so credit where it's due. Lovren as well was good. So that was the back four that, you know, that played against Man City. So they're obviously high in confidence together. So, like we say, going into the Spurs game, we can just build on that type of performance. You know, put 8 points between us and them. And, you know, well, hopefully that would kind of wrap top four up for us.
The post-match interview with Jurgen Klopp was fascinating, because he was asked about Jordan Henderson. I think it was Dominic King who asked him in the main press conference. And he said, you know, Henderson sometimes doesn't get the credit he deserves, but he was outstanding tonight. And Jurgen used that as a platform to basically big up his man. He said, Jordan's a very good footballer. England footballer, our skipper. How can he not be a brilliant player? If someone does not see his value, what can I do? I'm happy that he's back. And he was outstanding last night. And I think we just need to see some consistency from Jordan.
Yeah, I love that type of Jordan Henderson performance, where it's like he's got a point to prove. You know, and he's battling for his reputation. And he's fighting for that armband. And, you know, sometimes he gets accused of not sticking up for the team and etc. But I seen him, he was having to go with the referee, he was having to go with the team around him. You know, he was really fighting. And for fans, that's exactly what we want to see. You know, and the certain players as well, like Andy Robertson, you know, he kind of typifies what fans want to see. The way he plays, he's tenacious in everything that he does, he's full-blooded. You know, he even wears black boots like fans would want to. You know, so players like that. I thought Emre Can again last night was good, which, you know, that hurts me to say, because I don't want to fall in love with a player like Emre Can and he goes and leaves us in the summer.
He's a bit of a mystery though, isn't he? You know, at the weekend he was awful. The Swansea game was, well, the midfield for Liverpool in the past two games has looked decidedly limp. And then last night, you know, you put Milner and Henderson in there and Can manages to shine.
It was kind of, I think, who won us the game, and they had every man behind the ball. You know, he was the one receiving and squaring them up, which is something that obviously Coutinho would do earlier in the season. My only issue is, you know, if your wife says to you, listen, I'm leaving you in the summer, you make provisions now. You don't say, okay, well, you know, let's see how things go. And it is looking so likely that he's leaving us for Juventus. But the way, when he plays like that, there's nothing we can do. And I'd love for us to make provisions and kind of phase him out the team. But with every passing game, he looks more and more important, which is dangerous for us. He's becoming so reliable. So yesterday, he was man of the match, and rightly so, even winning us the penalty. You know, when Emre Can plays like that, he looks like one of the best prospects in Europe. And then, like you say, he can be so inconsistent, he can be anonymous in games. And my only grief will be is when he does eventually leave us, and if he does go to Juventus, he'll have gotten all his mistakes out in a Liverpool shirt. You know, we won't get anything for it. That's the only thing I have against Emre Can, because, yeah, his performance is brilliant now and again, But when he does leave us and he goes on to have this great career, we'll be the guy who, well, we'll be the fans who've watched him slice the ball out and give the ball away, you know.
Dan, what's your emotional relationship with Emre Can then? Is it almost like the girlfriend that you haven't told you're going to dump yet? You know, are you feeling a little bit detached from him or not?
Yeah, I feel like he's doing that to us. You know, he's found this nice Italian fella with more money who he's leaving us for. And there's nothing we can do. We just got to kind of stick with him until the summer. So it's a bit disappointing at the minute with Emre Can. But if he's going to play like that, then, you know, you keep him in the team. But yeah, I'd say overall, he was another positive again yesterday. So we beat Spurs, we beat Southampton, and then we've got Porto coming up. That, like I said earlier, that doomsday mentality, that's totally gone coming into the end of the season.
A couple of other players I want to pick up on. Dejan Lovren, because, of course, there was a bit of rotation news last night. At least I think it was rotation. I was trying to understand Jurgen Klopp afterwards and his answers about Virgil van Dijk. He said something about physicality. I couldn't quite work out whether he was saying he had a minor niggle or whether he was saying he was just rotating his centre-halves and he felt Lovren was more appropriate to play against the threat that Huddersfield offered. What did you take from what Jurgen said?
I don't know, to be honest, because if you think about physicality, Van Dijk's our biggest and best.
He's a big lad, yeah. Isn't he?
Yeah, and you know, that was his thing, how physical he is. That's why he's worth so much money. So I don't really know if I'm having that, because Matip on the contrary isn't physical. You know, he's more of a ball player, he's composed. But I'd like to see Lovren play with Van Dijk. That could be something that really inspires his game, you know, because he's the one who's everyone is saying, well, Lovren out now, Lovren's going to get phased out. I'd like to see Lovren with Van Dijk. And when he's played recently, Lovren, he's looked, especially against Man City, he's looked one of the best in the back four. So I don't think his career's over yet at Liverpool.
He's had to revive it a few times, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's one of them players, again, who, you know, you're scared to love because he'll have 2-3 good games and then he'll let you down.
Mm.
But there's no need for negativity right now. I'm just being negative. I'd keep Lovren. I'd give him a chance with Van Dijk, see how he goes.
Liverpool have lost two goal-scoring players in the past month, so Philippe Coutinho and now Daniel Sturridge as well. In terms of the front three they've got, everyone would say, well, if they're all playing, maybe they've got enough, although Mane hasn't had the season he would have hoped for. Are you seeing glimpses that Mane could get back to the player we saw last season?
There's something not right there, is there? Mm. I'd hope so. It seems like he's having some personal difficulties because his form on the pitch is nothing like we've come to expect. You know, Mane's skill suit was always that he was physically superior than everyone else and technically superior. But now it seems like he's relying on his physicality. The touch just isn't there. And it's hard to work out what that will be. The difficulty is if you've got a player who's not feeling confident, if you drop him, he's not going to get any more confidence. So he needs to keep playing in games. And it seems like the more he's playing, the less confidence he's getting. So Klopp has a bit of a dilemma there.
Playing him on the left doesn't help either, does it? You know, it's not his favoured position.
No, but I think he's doing that to accommodate Salah, you know, so he can invert and cut in and get them shots away. And I saw some fans yesterday were a bit disgruntled that Salah took the penalty, but listen, I'm all for that. Mm. If he needs that to keep his confidence up and keep scoring goals for us, let him take penalties. The game is as good as won by then anyway. So probably you're right. Him playing on the left doesn't help, but if it accommodates the best attacking threat that we've got now, then that's something we'll have to maybe grin and bear.
Did you not find it strange, Daniel, that Salah took the penalty that took Egypt to the World Cup, came back and took the penalty that he missed against Huddersfield, and then was dropped from that penalty-taking situation? Whereas actually, all along, I thought, well, just leave it with Mo Salah. He's obviously confident in himself.
Yeah, after that, I think that was the turning point for his career after that Egypt World Cup qualification, that he was on cloud nine and he hasn't stopped scoring since. And if he wants to go and break records and catch up with Harry Kane, that's a positive rivalry to have for us. So, like you say, keep him on penalties.
Mm.
It's transfer deadline day, and a lot of fans are going to talk about strengthening the squad. That's something I'm worried about, because one of the things that we adored about Klopp when he came was them comments where he said, well, I'm here to develop players. I'm not here to buy. And that has developed Salah. That's developed Firmino. And fans are going to get upset when we don't sign, and we won't. I just have full faith in what the manager's trying to do.
It's not going to happen today, is it? You're not going to see an additional player coming in?
No, I can't see it. Klopp spends every day looking at the likes of Solanke and Ings and thinking, how can I improve them? He doesn't spend every day looking at Lamar and Mahrez and pining for these types of players. You know, that's one of the things we adored about him, like I say, is that he wanted to develop his own players, because we were so used to this buying culture, the Aquilani's who were coming in, and players of that likes and Carroll, and it didn't really fit. You know, this is Klopp's vision, and we just have to, really, it sounds bad, we have to just get on with it. There will be a lot of disgruntled fans saying we're falling behind and FSG are only trying to make a profit. And whether that's true or not, I truly believe Klopp's not a mouthpiece. This suits him, and he's going to want to develop the players that he's already got. And like I say, if we beat Spurs the weekend, then, you know, just get on with it. Just be a fan.
We're all on cloud nine after that. Dan, always brilliant catching up with you. Thank you, pal.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.